Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I don't know if he's ever seen.
And you bring me to my knees. And all the time I could beg you.
I don't know what to count on the main one. It's like a huge thing.
I feel insecure.
Okay, get to the cars.
You. And I leave. Burdens at the door. But I'm on the outside. I'm looking in, I can see through you, see your true colors, cause inside you're ugly, ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the real you.
Hello, welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Yankees are playing the Angels. Jake is playing against his demons. How you doing?
Every day. I'm all right, Jimbo. I'm all right. I we talked about it on Talking Yanks earlier today. Go check out the episode. I don't know, man. I keep on waiting on the world to change. This Yankees team needs a change. I'm just like not excited to watch them play. They can win tonight. That'd be cool. Like you kind of said it best. Like they gotta win three games and then we can be excited again.
Yeah. We'll start with one, I guess.
We'll start with one.
O'Day. Okay, let me give the lineup. O'Day's back. Which is exciting. He's a fun weirdo. I am trying to find the lineup tweet so I can read it to you guys. LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Judge is in. I haven't seen it, so this is my first time understanding the lineup. Judge is in right field. Oh, nice. Gary is catching. Stanton's DHing. Voit at first base. Gleyber Torres at short. Why is he still batting in the sixth hole? Urshela. At third, Andujar in left, Gardner. So this is what I think is our best lineup. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, on any given day, our 1-8 should be pretty tough there. 9-hole Guardian center, that kicks Judge in right, so you have two outfielders, and we can save Clint for that late-game strikeout or walk. So that's exciting. And, yeah, I mean, I said it last Tyone start. Tyone at home, he's actually been pretty solid there. So I feel okay about that. And, yeah, I don't just be better.
Don't be the first team to score runs.
Oh, my God. Dude, I went through it before.
How many times have they been the first team to score a run?
There's a couple firsts out there, but they haven't been like ahead. They've been ahead in two games in the fifth inning since like 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's not full analytics, but it's a stat, I said.
No, you said it. My what to watch for is the first pitcher up in the bullpen. Because if you listen to our main episode, you heard me say this already, so I'll condense it a little. Darren O'Day is back. They said Justin Wilson was healthy, but they did not send Abreu down for Justin Wilson. And the Yankees love to use guys before they send them down. So there's a chance, no matter what the score is, they're going to use Abreu just because they know they're losing him and they like to use before they lose. That's like their motto. So if it's a close game in the fifth or fourth, or Abreu starts warming up in the third when Tyone gets into trouble, I think that's going to be the most telling thing about the Yankees.
I've been thinking about that. What if there's a little thought process out of it? Because they used Nestor yesterday. Albert's their only guy who can be stretched out.
If they have him for safety in case they're getting blown out or they are blowing out,
right,
that's fine.
Okay.
That's a fine thought process. But if he's the first one up
right
early or in a close game.
Well, that's where I think early could be an option, and maybe that's where they're still nervous about Tyone. Because if you call up O'Day and Wilson, and then you do have to piece together
innings. I'm saying, like, Tyone's not even in trouble. It's like a 0-0 game in the third, but he got the first two runners reach.
Oh, okay.
And they're just, well, let's just bulk it with the Abreu and get Tyone out of here.
Gotcha.
We've seen them do that before.
Okay.
Like, they had someone warming up in the first inning when Herman was in Minnesota and he wasn't even in trouble.
Herman, Monty,
yeah,
Tyone, they were all in trouble.
They're just going to, if it seems like they're itching to use Abreu just because they're going to lose him, I'm going to be pretty
That's fair.
Ticked off.
That's fair.
I understand them keeping a long man in case they're getting blown out or they are blowing out.
Zach's favorite player leading off for the Angels, David Fletcher, dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. David Fletcher. Boom. Yeah?
No, you're good.
Thank you.
I was going to help, but you had it all by yourself.
This is ourselves.
Can you do the David Fletcher song again?
David Fletcher. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. That was the worst of all of the versions.
Shohei Ohtani, de-aging, batting second. Cool. Tony Meatballs, Anthony Rendon hitting third. Jared Walsh hitting fifth. Max Stassi behind the dish. Schiebler, okay, he'll be batting sixth. Iglesias picking it at shortstop. He'll be in the seventh hole. Luis Rengifo batting eighth. And Juan Lagares, Apo Taco Juan in center with Andrew Haney on the bump for the Angels tonight.
Nice.
Bum, 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 ba bum, bum.
Good job, Angels. Is Haney good?
Ooh, that's a popular debate with Foolish Baseball, who thinks Andrew Haney is good. He is not. it's a common misnomer. Lefty.
He's got some good starts under his belt this year. What? 6 good starts. I'm counting. And 7 bad ones.
That's Andrew Haney.
Yeah.
He's lefty. We've always thought this team would mash lefties. They've never done it. I don't believe in anything anymore. Never believed in much.
You believe in the power of being a good person.
70-30.
That's belief, dude.
What is belief?
Pitching path to victory. We kind of talked about it with Abreu a little bit.
Wow, dude.
What?
Very messed up.
Why?
What are the segments of the show? You've been laying them out at the beginning so you don't forget.
Didn't we just do them?
What's my what to watch for?
I thought you were saying you didn't have anything because you don't believe in much.
What, dude? I was just talking about my beliefs in the world.
What's your what to watch for?
Come on, man. This is why we lay out the segments at the start of the show. We'll get back to that, everyone.
I do mine, declare it all the time, and you just
I very much declare it every time, and you give the same frump-a-dump speech. Luke Voit and his bad at-bats yesterday. Oh, my God. Voiter, we need you. Like, Glibber is behind you, and he looks like a black hole right now. So if our 5 and 6 hitters in this lineup are a black hole, with how many walks we're willing to take because other teams just let us get to a spot in the lineup that doesn't hit, we can't have that. So, Voiter, you got to do something today.
If he goes 0 for 0 with four walks, are you happy with him?
Potentially no.
Yeah.
Potentially no.
I'm sick of the walks. I'd like hits.
If he gets four walks, I'm going to like it.
Three walks, a hit by pitch.
Like.
That he leans into, gets him ejected from the game, arguing about it. That's the end of his game.
Like Wade comes in and run, DJ yeah. goes to second. Yeah. I'm okay with that, too.
Okay. Pitching path to victory, they used Chad for 30 pitches yesterday and Litke for 27 in the loss. So they're gone.
They gone.
So it's Loaisiga, O'Day, Britton, Chapman. No, Britton's on the IL. It's Loaisiga, O'Day, Chapman. Abreu. Yeah. So hopefully Tyone can go six, which he's only done like never. So did the last start.
So well, you could get two out of Laza. So if you can get five, the six O'Day.
I'm starting to get worried about Laza.
Seven,
yes.
eight out of Laza. And then why are you worried about Laza?
He's never thrown a lot of pitches. Has he thrown more pitches this season than he's ever thrown before yet? Are we like almost near that point before the All-Star break?
No. He had 1 year.
Where he threw 60, I thought, was the highest, or 80?
When you, like, combine, I think it's 70 across three leagues. He's at 40 innings pitched.
Yeah.
And he had a nice bounce back.
I'm not worried about his skill. I'm worried about overusing him so much early on.
Yeah, he's only pitched once in the past 7 days. He last pitched last Friday, so I think we're okay with Lazar.
Okay, Laza for two, Chapman for one, O'Day for one.
Bang biscuit.
That gets you four. It means Tyone can only go five.
Get six, Tyone. Come on.
How many times has he done that this year?
Not a lot. Maybe once.
Twice. Three times he's pitched into the sixth inning. Twice he's finished the six. And when was his last start?
Get hot. No better time than now.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I got on the board yesterday with my Stanton pick.
Great pick.
He hit a Stantonian home run. I'm the schmoozer. Ryan Kim says this is a must-win game. In the chat, I like don't even agree. So,
yeah, it's like a must-win nine games.
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, there's not a must-win until they win five in a row.
Got to package them together.
Yeah.
You have the first pick, Jimmy. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Judge. Ooh. Does anyone have any history off Haney?
Don't know much about
Judge is 0 for 5.
Don't know much.
I take back my Judge pick. I'm taking, with my first pick, I'm taking DJ LeMahieu.
Ooh, but I do know that I love you.
That's my first pick, DJ LeMahieu.
Hope that you
now you get to make a pick.
What a wonderful world it would be. Jimmy, I am taking Giancarlo Stanton today because there's a lefty on the bump. Big G kills lefties, so I like that. And then I think, well, I might. I'm going to take Andujar, Miguel Andujar. Four games set still, so trying to spread out a couple of the boppers. That's what I got.
I'm taking Gardner.
Whoa.
Spreading out. I have a lead in the series, and I like my DJ pick, and I'm going to spread out the love here.
Damn.
Just joking. I'm taking Gio.
He's taking Gio.
Guys, come on. Taking Gio. You guys are nuts.
Giovanni, huh?
You guys are nuts. Insane. Zach, whose picks do you like better? DJ LeMahieu and Gio or Stanton and Andujar?
I like Jake's picks. And Duhar.
Needed that.
He needed that. I didn't need it, so we're all good.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It was an emotional pick.
What do you think the over-under is today? 10.5 again?
Haney, fake good, not good at all. Tyone, solid at home. If anything, maybe they go down to 10, but yeah, it's in that realmer. What do you think?
I think 10.5. 10?
Bang biscuit.
Someone said, is anyone going to talk about Lindsay Adler calling Jimmy out? Lindsay and I are good friends. She did. But people are crazy. MLB looked into it.
Yes.
Because it looked suspect.
Sus.
All I said was it looks a little suspect.
A jar of stuff getting rubbed on a pitcher.
Yeah. I don't know. People think if I tweet about something, that means, like, I'm saying so much more than I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that looked a little suspect.
Yeah.
And MLB investigated it because they thought it looked a little suspect. So I don't know why everyone's so mad.
It's how the internet works.
People like to be mad. I'm taking the over.
You're going over?
Fade me. You faded me yesterday and you won.
Yeah. I have to. Is that locked?
I'm locking the over.
You're locking the over. I like the over pick today, by the way.
So do I.
I'll be taking the under.
Okay, so we're both on the under.
Jimmy, you locked an over pick. And you haven't gotten an over under right in over 2 weeks?
Longer than that, maybe.
So you kind of have to baff and let me fade you.
Yeah, it's fair.
So we're both on the under.
No, I'm on the over. You're on the under.
You want me to come over?
No. I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
I like the over tonight.
I don't like anything. Do you have any?
Me watching the game.
Do you have any premonitions?
Premonitions. We get a glove throw tonight. I don't know if it's in the dugout. I don't know if it's at a ball. Maybe it's going for a home run and it just falls off, but I see like a glove being propelled or thrown.
Ball stuck in a glove, thrown?
Someone frustrated and just
chucks. Oh, I like
it.
That. A glove thrown in frustration. I love that.
I see a glove flying.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. About yourself?
I don't care. That. Rugi's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Rugi pinch hits.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Rugi plays a position he's never played before.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Why not?
That's a huge premo.
Why not?
Okay.
A little position player pitch in or something like that.
Ooh, okay.
Who cares? God. Enjoy the game.
Maybe the perfect way to cap off Rougned Odor, the Yankee. Him on the bump.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.